If you enjoy live classical music in an intimate setting, the 12th annual Carolina Chamber Music Festival takes place September 9th through the 13th in downtown New Bern. This week, Mac McKee speaks with director Jennifer Lucht about this year's events.
Jennifer, thank you for joining us, and I understand that you're one of the co-founders of this event. How long have you been involved?
First of all, thanks so much for having me on the air. It's nice to talk with you. And Carolina Chamber Music Festival will be entering its 12th season with our concerts that are upcoming in September.
I'm a relative newcomer to classical music. In my case, my introduction was in the chamber music tradition. Now, by its very nature being intimate, I found chamber music to be probably a better introduction to classical music for novices like myself. It doesn't seem to be as intimidating as a symphony performance.
I would have to agree with you on that. And I feel the artists that we have come down to New Bern are particularly interested in that intimate aspect of performing, and they actually take time off from their symphony job sometimes to come down to New Bern and have these very special concerts.
Give us a little thumbnail sketch on what's going to be happening each day. I know Tuesday, September night, a classical lunch at the Bank of the Arts featuring works by Ravel, Telemann, and Fauré.
That is correct. I'm very excited about our classical lunch concert. We're featuring Nancy Dimmock, who is a wonderful oboist from the Boston area. She's a performer with the Boston Lyric Opera, their principal oboist, and she'll be performing two works that day. She'll be in the Fauré and the Telemann. That concert is a lovely opportunity to take a break from work or get out in the sunshine or the rain, either one, have some afternoon music time.
Now, Thursday, September 11th, is an evening of chamber music by Mozart at the Bank of the Arts.
Right. Mozart it is. We like to focus on one composer for our after-work concerts, and this year it's Mozart. Many years it's Mozart because there's so many wonderful works, and Finley Wolfden will be on hand from PRE to be our host, and he'll just give a little context for the music. And the artist will be performing works for string trio, also piano four hands, and then the oboe quartet in F major.
And the festival concludes on Saturday evening, September 13th, with music, art, and a pre-concert talk by composer Lansing McCloskey. And that's before the North Carolina premiere of his trio, Glisten. Now, give us a little preview into Lansing McCloskey.
Okay, Lansing is a composition professor at the University of Miami, and the Calyx Piano Trio, of which I serve as the cellist, we have known Lansing for many years. I won't say quite how many, but in 2004, he wrote this piece for us entitled Glisten, and it's a piece that is art-inspired. In particular, it is reflective of the way that light plays off of objects, and particularly off of art. Some of the movement titles are Glaze, Glisten, and Sheen. So we thought this was a really appropriate piece to couple with original art. And so we have two North Carolina artists, Ed McCumber and Carol McCracken. Ed will be providing an original painting, and Carol will be providing pottery that actually goes with the music. So both of those artists have been listening to the music, absorbing it, and the art that they create will be particularly reflective of Glisten itself.
Now, in your September 9th presentation, I noticed, you know, you use some composers from different time periods, a Baroque composer in Telemann, post-Romantic composer in Fauré, and maybe a more modern composer such as Maurice Ravel. Now, it seems no matter what the time period, chamber music always seems to flourish, even though it gives you the impression that it was early on in the musical history.
Oh, there's so many wonderful instrumental combinations. And the color, that's one thing. We're focusing on color this week of concerts. And some of that color is how the colors of different instruments can be combined together into a unified sound. Also, sometimes they're isolated into a real soloistic line and then a supportive role with the other instruments. So I think Tuesday actually provides quite a glimpse into musical color. Each piece has a very different combination of instruments, so that's a really nice concert, I think, to actually be able to hear those differences and nuances within each piece.
Now, of course, ticket information for the Carolina Chamber Music Festival available online. Jennifer, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you very much. It was a pleasure.